First one to miss watches the winner eat.
No dunking.
One knee.
It's me. Get in there.
Off the floor, off the scoreboard, off the bang board, no rim.
Over the second rafter, off the floor, nothing but net. Through the window, off the wall, nothing but net. Off the expressway, over the river, off the billboard, through the window, off the wall, nothing but net.
What's up, guys? Benny. Shane Gillis recently hosted the ESPYs and told the funniest joke I've ever heard at an awards show, where he had the cameraman zoom on his buddy's black wife and called her a WNBA All-Star. She's not. But the room of professional athletes and sports agents and reporters all applauded for her anyway.
Four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players. That's crazy.
Well, that was good. And the WNBA deserves it because, well, they're not known for basketball. Let's just say that. They're known for political activism, losing an enormous amount of money, and now green dildos. Pay us what you owe us, the WNBA players trotted out at their All-Star game wearing shirts that said, pay us what you owe us. Well, the WNBA loses hundreds of millions of dollars a year, so I guess it's the WNBA players who should be paying the rest of us, or the male players in the NBA, I suppose, if you're wanting to be fair. So what happened next? I guess what the WNBA players were owed was a green dildo. Pay us what you owe us, green dildo to the face. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I am here to report to you that the spate of green dildos hitting the floor during the WNBA has increased significantly. And that this is now a national trend. A tradition that we could all get around. A tradition that all Americans could get behind. I don't know. I'm not sure. But let me just tell you, there is a lot of green dildos being thrown in the NBA. WNBA. Probably the NBA too, but that would just be LeBron James's locker. Okay, let's begin with the first one. Here you go.
Hayes gets blocked by Maya Caldwell. Something flies on the court, actually, from the crowd. The officials will say they will continue play as that goes off the fingertips
air ball
of the Valkyries. And you can see the object, the block right there. And the object comes, so, that green thing bounces, and it goes to the sideline.
And they decided to zoom in on it.
We're not sure where it came from.
Also, I love that this highlights a massive air ball. There's like 40 air balls per game in the WNBA.
And no any of that type of activity. Yeah. And no one's picked the object up yet. You guys, oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. Inappropriate. Get him out of here, whoever it is.
Inappropriate. Get him out of here. Here's number two.
Got a whistle away from the basketball.
Yeah, all right. There's LeBron James to go pick it up. Sorry, guys. the old personal collection. And here's number three. This just happened.
Out. Something just came onto the floor. Got an object that just flew in as the free throw was being made. And it looked like that hit a player, too.
Now, ironically, this hit a player who's pretty popular named Sophie Cunningham. And Sophie Cunningham had recently posted this: stop throwing dildos on the court, you're going to hurt one of us. And then saying this did not age well because it was Sophie Cunningham who got hit by the green dildo, as you can see right here. and Sophie Cunningham is, well, the next victim of the diddler, as we will call this diabolical criminal. Here's another instance.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can
see. Dude literally picked up the green dildo and then put it under his shirt. There you go. This was, of course, during warm-ups. And then here's another green dildo. Caught in the stands. So I count four, maybe five. It's a trend. What does it mean?
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. Oh my gosh. Are you okay? Did it hit you?
I have absolutely nothing to say.
Oh my gosh.
What is wrong with you? Have a nice day.
People are being hit by green dildos at WNBA games. The national pastime, tradition of dildos being thrown at WNBA games, continues. Sophie Cunningham, of course, responding to this. This did numbers. 184,000 likes, 13,000 reposts. If not on the court, where should we be throwing them? You brought this upon yourself. It's for your own good. It's the only entertainment you offer. Absolute cinema. I'm sorry, but I thought this was America. He tried to warn everyone. Stop playing basketball on the dildo range. Dildo crisis continue. A new dildo has hit the court. And has actually hit the player that said that one of the dildos is going to hit us. The owners of the Green Dildo Factory. Live look at WNBA security searching for dildos. Green Dildo is now up for Cracker of the Year. Okay. Just watch the government. WNBA is going to use this to try and take sex toys away from law-abiding dildo. The only thing that can stop a bad guy with a dildo. Good guy. Third hill dildo. Sir, a third dildo has been thrown. I'm proud of America right now. Unironically saved the WNBA from irrelevancy since Caitlin Clark is injured. WNBA loved it. Brought one to a WNBA game and accidentally threw it on the court. All the players were fine. WNBA players training for games. You're going to a WNBA game. A fourth dildo. This is the most entertaining part of the league right now. Me and the boys on our way to WNBA game. Marketing scheme by the WNBA, but I can't prove it yet. They responded by throwing a green dildo at Sophie Cunningham. She did recently do a I love the meats ad with Arby's. This is a real and legitimate ad that she's being paid for. And it's called the I Hot Girls Eat Arby's. This is Sophie Cunningham. I have the meats, she says. Hell yeah, you do, says Arby's. Have we checked to see if Arby's is doing this? I've gone fully catatonic. She's partnered with Arby's. Okay. Arrest made. In the dildo throwing incident in Atlanta. Oh my. Old reliable. All right. So yeah, it's become quite a trend. Me and the boys heading to support our local WNBA team. Oh gosh. The dildos are a deliberate attempt to distract from the Epstein. Oh, God. Getting ready to crash the WNBA. Bro grabbed the dildo barehanded and ducked it into his shirt. Oh, no. Who let Harry Sisson into this WNBA game? WNBA players when they throw a dildo on the court. You can bet what color the next dildo will be. Infinity money glitch. Buy a WNBA ticket. Buy a blue dildo. Bet max double. Throw blue dildo on the court. Profit $69. The dildo throwing will continue until... The WNBA zoomed in on the dildo. They did do it to themselves. The dildo is sort of funny. What was funnier is it highlighted another WNBA airball that came 5 seconds after. There's 20 per game. It's a different level of one. Honestly, the WNBA should lean into this and make it a regular thing. It could boost attendance as viewers if they had a mystery dildo. Hold on the court at random points of the game. First team to pick it up and dunk it gets an extra 10 points. Most memorable thing about the WNBA. Caitlin Clark. People being mean to Caitlin Clark, shoving Caitlin Clark, gouging Caitlin Clark. Angel Reese bragging about money. Wig being ripped off and the green dildo. We can't do anything about the sport. You know what I mean? This is right. This is the joke that Shane Gillis told. All right. No. We just hope that both teams have a good time. All right. Yes. All right. Okay. Is Diddy out of jail yet? Is it Diddy? It could be Diddy. Somebody check Diddy. Somebody check on Diddy. It's your boy Penny. Like, share, and subscribe. See ya.